you're not as advanced as you'd like to be. Why tell yourself all those things if the truth is you're already in, to one degree or another, a renunciate, a monk, one who has given themselves to the spiritual, no matter if it's this much or this much. Because most of the people in the world haven't given themselves this much even, haven't gone there, not interested in going there. So those who do go there, the minority who are interested, who do go there, who see the truth of it, who see the value of it, it's very important for those people, and those people are you, to understand what you're really doing and where you've really gotten to. Because the common thing is to tell ourselves, I haven't gotten as far as I'd like. I'm not as advanced as I have tried to be. I haven't reached the higher goals that I think I should reach. I haven't surrendered enough. I don't have God enough in my life. I'm not enough spiritually committed. Whatever are all the I'm not good enoughs. You have your own list. You don't need to have a general one. But all of those are not as significant as the truth of the matter that if you have a spiritually seeking heart at all, you are already in your own way a renunciate monk. You don't need a robe or a begging bowl to make it real.
I don't want to be a monk.
Well, there are only two choices. You have to be a monk or a monkey.
I'm not a part of it.
So, nothing, the upshot of a lot of that is that much that people assume has to be given up turns out it isn't necessary to give it up. It isn't necessary to leave the trappings of ordinary life as much as people often assume to be in the renunciate position. The renunciate position isn't I go live in a cave. That's just what some people do, and very few. The renunciate position is, I see that I don't have to be attached to it to where it runs me. I see that I can do it without it doing me. I see that it's possible to have my consciousness for the material world not impede my consciousness for the truth. There really is no conflict between the material and the spiritual, essentially. Sure, certain circumstances are more conducive to others. That's why some people go to monasteries. Sure, it's good to set aside time to meditate or pray if that's what you're called to do. It's much easier than trying to meditate while you're doing something else. But aside from the aspect of some circumstances are more conducive, there's no real essential conflict. It isn't the material versus the spiritual. It's material slash spiritual, two sides of the same coin. They're not in opposition except in our minds. Because, for a very simple, basic reason, because here you are. Because you don't find yourself in some ethereal realm without a body and not in a world. Here you are, in the material and in the spiritual. And if there's a sense that the two are somehow in conflict, you're adding that, or you were taught to add that. In essence, they're not in conflict. Here you are, in the material, in the spiritual. Seamless, they're seamless. There's no dividing line. Show me the dividing line.